It's 9 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Andrew Serbo with Sarah Kunar. It's 10 degrees outside with a high today of 20, and showers expected in the afternoon. Now here are the headlines. Robert Baltovich was cleared of murder charges yesterday. Canadian citizen Brenda Martin was convicted and sentenced in a Mexican court. And Lindsay Lohan is making news again in Hollywood. Now to our top story. Robert Baltovich was cleared of charges of murdering his ex-girlfriend yesterday. After 18 years of prosecution, the Crown has decided that its case against the librarian was not strong enough to get a conviction. As time passed, the Crown lost several of its witnesses' testimony, and defense lawyers argued that convicted killer Paul Bernardo is a likely suspect in the case, who should be considered for prosecution by the Crown. Prosecutors reserve their right to appeal the decision by not introducing evidence, but legal experts have said that convincing a court of appeal to try Baltovich again is unlikely. February 16th was a beautiful day for a walk in Queen's Park. Dozens of people gathered outside the legislature to have their voices heard on a number of issues. Ryan Sang has more.
Protesters march along University Avenue to a chanting rhythm. They're against the Security and Prosperity Partnership, or SPP for short. It's an agreement between Canada, the US, and Mexico. It was signed in 2005. The SPP aims to increase continent-wide economic support and defense. The fear is that North America will fall into a European-style union. The protesters say it's a threat to Canada's sovereignty. James McMillan is one of them. He says the SPP will lead to something bigger.
And that's one reason I want to stop the SPP, because it's leading to one world government.
The demonstrators are now outside Queen's Park. They're met by only two policemen. Wendy Forrest helped organize the protest. She's a member of the Canadian Action Party. She says the SPP affects all Canadians.
Canadians should care because sovereign democratic nations matter, and if they don't care, then we'll be led into a fascistic police state where we have no individual rights and freedoms.
No to the North American Union, no to the SPP, and yes to Canada's sovereignty. Right.
Yeah! Forrest has her own message for Stephen Harper.
Stephen, you're a traitor. You're a traitor to Canada. Shame on you. You don't represent me.
Ryan Sang, Centennial College Radio News.
Brenda Martin, the Canadian held in a Mexican jail for 2 years without trial, was found guilty yesterday of participating in an internet scam. A Mexican judge sentenced her to 5 years and fined her over $3,000. Martin has maintained throughout her ordeal that she was a minor player in the company and did not know that it was involved in fraud. Concerns for Martin's mental well-being in the face of the verdict have prompted calls to bring her back to Canada. She is expected to return to Canada within a week through a prisoner transfer program. Stephen Harper and his two amigos, George W. Bush and Mexican President Felipe Calderon, spent the better portion of their press conference yesterday talking about NAFTA's good points. Harper reminded the American people that Canada is the U.S.'s largest supplier of energy and said that Canada's stable supply of energy is critical to growth in the U.S. He also raised concerns about delays at the U.S.-Canada border, saying that economic integration is key to economic growth in North America. These comments came as the Democratic presidential nominations were being contested in Pennsylvania. NAFTA has been an issue in the race, where the Democratic candidates have said they may seek to renegotiate NAFTA's terms. Harper said that while Canada is willing to renegotiate, this could mean that Americans would pay more for their energy. That's it for news. Sarah will be back with entertainment and commentary after a short break.
My husband is a couch potato. In 14 years, he's worn out 3 recliners. Can't remember our anniversary, but he's got the TV schedule memorized. One time, I took the batteries out of his remote control, and he called 911. Last week, he came home from work, plops down on his recliner, throws it into liftoff position, and tells me that his boss is giving a dinner party and we're supposed to bring dessert. So I said, great, what are you gonna make? That brought him to his feet. He goes, gee, honey, I thought you were gonna make your famous strawberry shortcake. Think again, I said. He's your boss. You cook something. He was smarter than I thought. Went to Winn-Dixie Deli Bakery and picked up a cheesecake. Well, his boss's wife raved over it. So he says, thank you. I made it from scratch. Then she asked for the recipe.
Welcome back. Now for your entertainment news. Lindsay Lohan is making headlines again.
The three-time rehabber got into a screaming match with Ashley Olsen, former Full House actress and now fashion mogul. Lohan became upset when Olsen greeted her best friend, DJ Samantha Ronson, at a nightclub in New York City. Lohan shouted at Olsen to get away from her girlfriend. Apparently, Lohan is very protective and obsessed with Ronson, creating a Facebook account under the name Lindsay Ronson. Tom Cruise's son, Connor, is set to appear in the new Will Smith movie. Connor will play a young Smith in the drama 7 Pounds, a story about a man who has a special effect on the lives of 7 strangers. His beats are infectious and his music is loved by thousands. The number one house DJ in the world is returning to Toronto. Fans of David Guetta reacted quickly to the news by snapping up tickets. Amanda Nguyen reports.
And that was the sound of David Guetta's latest single, Baby When the Lights Go Out. Guetta touches down in Toronto 1 week before his performance at the Winter Music Conference in Miami. During his last visit here, the international house DJ caused a commotion at Century Room. This time, he can be found at Peter Gation's Circa. The event, called Fixation, is expected to draw nearly 1,000 people. Amir A., who didn't want his last name used, is a sales associate from Platy Record. He tells us about the overwhelming response from fans.
It's been amazing. I mean, like, David Guetta has had, like, tremendous success with his last album, let alone all the hit singles he's put out over the years. And he's got a huge fan base in Toronto. And
Guetta is one of nearly a dozen DJs scheduled to play at Fixation. Despite the hype, not everyone is going to see Guetta spin. University student and house music junkie Christos Georgakopoulos is disappointed he'll be missing the show, but not for the reasons you may think.
I'm actually more disappointed because I won't get to hear Pablo Ceballos' set that night either, and to be honest, I think he plays better music. It's more a Spanish-influenced tribal house. It's better than that trendy stuff Guetta will be playing. But people in TO are definitely into the whole trendy house scene, so I won't be surprised that this event will be rammed.
Promoters report 500 early bird tickets sold out in 2 days. But they say there's still a chance you can get yours at the door. Amanda Nguyen, Centennial College Radio News.
Miley Cyrus of Hannah Montana has just signed a 7-figure deal with Disney to write a book about her life. The 15-year-old's biography will be about her road to fame and how she kept herself grounded. It will also include never-before-seen photos of Miley and her family. In other Miley news, photos of the teen star have leaked onto the internet of her in some suggestive poses. One of her pulling down a tank top to reveal a green bra, and another one of her lying across the lap of a teenage boy while exposing her midriff. Now, Miley is a role model to young girls and one of the biggest G-rated acts out right now. These photos may have been private, but it's interesting that she would risk her image by posing provocatively at the age of 15. Did she really think that whoever took them would not use them to make a profit? We all have seen what happens to young teenage girls in the spotlight. Just to name a couple, Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan. Could Miley be the next Britney? Miley's publicists have yet to comment on the photos or confirm their validity, but they were taken in perfect lighting and display Miley in a way that would be very difficult to mistake someone else for her. The funny thing is, if these photos are of her, it will just create publicity that could very well make her even more famous. I am talking about her now, aren't I? Remember when Vanessa Hudgens posed nude for her boy toy Zac Efron? Disney extended her contract for 2 more High School Musical movies. These risky photos may shock parents all over the world, but it will have no negative effect on Miley's career and even gain her new fans. Creepy ones. Well, let's just hope Miley thinks twice next time she takes a picture. Now let's get back to Andrew to wrap it up.
Thanks, Sarah. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. Thanks for listening and have a great day.